Proverbs chapter 30 for me. Proverbs chapter 30. All right. So, we're going to talk about there is a generation. Now, you know, every single generation in here, whether you're the, well, young people except for Miss Melissa up on the front, that's a generation right there. Also, right behind them, except for Miss Melissa. And you got different generations throughout the entire auditorium, sanctuary, whatever you want to call this place. And you know, there's many different things that you can think of that makes this generation different than the older generation, than my generation, or ish. Depends on what you classify as a generation. But like Mr. Rex, he's a different generation than Connor, obviously. Right there. But there's different things that, Connor and I do differently than Mr. Rex do. And there's things that set us apart that, that Mr. Rex doesn't do. There's things that we do physically that they don't do. There was people that used to wear those big old bell bottoms. Now, I'm not that old, I didn't do that. But, I remember my dad telling me many times of the big old bell bottoms that they used to wear. And, there's, it also depends on where you're at, on what you do, and like my generation, you get in shorter shorts and, all that other stuff that's not right. But anyway, there's different things that set each and every generation apart. Now it's not just, the physical stuff that we do, but it's God has a lot to say about the spiritual things. And we're going to look at Proverbs chapter 30, 11 through 14. So if you got your Bible, I'm going to read this out loud and you can follow along. And I don't read well, so just bear with me. All right, so verse 11, it says, "There is a generation that curseth their father and doth not bless their mother. There is a generation that are pure in their own eyes, yet is not washed in their filthiness. There is a generation, O lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up. There is a generation whose teeth are as swords, and their jaw teeth are as knives, to devour the poor from the earth, and the needy from among men." Now you pray with me as we enter the service. Dear Lord, we just come before you now, just thankful for your word that we can look into. Dear Lord, I just pray that you would empower me now as I seek to expound your word, dear Lord, and just teach it. I just pray that you would give us all listening ears, that we could all apply something to our lives this evening and be with the rest of the night. Dear Lord, help everything to be honoring and pleasing to you in your holy son's name. Amen. All right. So, like I said, there is a generation. Now, I underlined that in my Bible. I'm a guy, I like underlining my stuff. My pastor does that, Like I said, just like any church, you can tell where a guy comes from because he's a lot like his pastor. Well, depending on how long he's been there. Like me, I do a lot of stuff like my pastor does because, I respect my pastor, and so I think he's a great man of God, So any of you, me coming from an outside position, I can see lots of different things that, each and every one of you do that is like Pastor Fritz. I don't even know what that had to do with the message. But anyway, I go on rabbit trails. So this is either going to be short service or a long service, depending on how many rabbit trails we go on. Anyway, don't know what that had to do with anything, but anyway. All right, so number one, we see a generation that lacks respect. That's in verse number 11, obviously. I'm just going to go right down through the verses. Piece of cake, really. So we see it's a respect for our parents. So we see over in Ephesians 6, 1 through 3, it says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth." Colossians 3:20 also says basically the same thing. It says, children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. So we see, you know, children need to obey their parents in the Lord. Now, if you notice, God put that little phrase in the Lord in there. Now, I underline that in my Bible because, you know, I like underlining. I can flip through my Bible. I got a lot of stuff circled, underlined, stuff written. Anyway, oh, that's how I got on that repertoire. Anyway, moving along. Anyway, so it says, obey your parents in the Lord. And that has the idea of, like, you can obey your parents. Like, if Miss Melissa tells Liberty to go take out the trash, she can take out the trash, no problem. You know, she can take out the trash, going, yeah, don't want to do this. Yeah, that's obeying. She took out the trash, yeah. You older people know what I'm talking about. Know what I'm talking about. But it says in the Lord. And just in that phrase, it tells you there should be respect. And respect is easily defined as, I like to put it as obeying with a good attitude. It's, oh, Miss Melissa says, go take out the trash, Libby. And Libby's like, okay. She goes, takes out the trash. It's really simple. But the idea of respect, as we see in this verse, it's, you know, it says there's a generation that curses their father and doth not bless their mother. I tell you, I can't speak right either, so I don't know, something messed up with me. Anyway, but it's not just us obeying our parents. It goes further than that. It's how we treat anybody and everybody that we... Okay, let's not hit that. All right. So we see over in Colossians 3:13, if you want to turn over there for me, with me, we can turn over to Colossians 3:13. And I'm going to get there eventually. So see if you're a fast turner or a slow turner, whether you beat me or not. I'm a slow turner, so I'll get there eventually. Even though I have it written down, I'm turning there. Colossians 3:13. All right. And that says, forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against you, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Now, I have that word forbearing underlined in my Bible. Not that the whole verse isn't good, but I just have that because I like stuff to stand out towards me. And that word, as I have written next to it, I have it defined as uplifting others willingly. And that also has the idea of respect. You know, it's uplifting. It's not gossip. It's not talking about someone or to someone that's not pleasing. It's lifting them up. And obviously gossip is not lifting people up, usually. You know, I've never met somebody that gossiping that ever lifted somebody up. Because gossip is defined as talking behind somebody's back, and that's not good. Anyway, so we shouldn't gossip. Now we see also in James 2:2-4, and that says, I have that written down here, for if there come unto your assembly a man with a gold ring and goodly apparel, and there come in also a good man in a poor man in veil raiment, and ye have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and say unto him, Sit thou here in a good place, and say to the poor, stand thou here, and or sit under my footstool. Are ye not then partial in yourselves, and become judges of evil thoughts? Now this has the idea of, it also has the respect of persons, but it also has the idea of treating people differently. It's not me shunning Connor over there because I don't like him because he's an idiot or whatever, you know, and, you know, liking, you know, Karis over here because she's awesome, you know. But it's not that, and not saying, hey, Connor, you can go sit all the way in the back corner because I don't like you. It has nothing to do with that. It's all about us respecting others and just treating them as God would. Now, we also see back in Proverbs chapter 30, We see verse number 12, and it says, "There is a generation that are pure in their own eyes, yet are not washed from their filthiness." Now we can see there is a self-righteousness. They're Pharisees, basically. And that's kind of what we think of today. They look good on the outside, they look the part, but inside they're nasty, they're wicked. They do one thing and they say one thing and they don't do what they say. They don't practice what they preach, what I like to say. So we can see a self-righteousness also in this verse. Now, also go down to verse number 13. We see, and it reads, "There's a generation, O lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up." Now, I see there's a generation that is prideful. Now, a prideful person, they look up at others. They don't look up at others. They look down at others. Sorry, I can't read my own notes. They look down at others. They're over there. They got their head up. They look down at everybody. Kind of like what I'm doing right now. I'm looking down at everybody. Well, I'm also on a platform, but whatever. You get the point. Anyway, they look down at anybody, and nobody else is as good as them. They've reached a level that nobody else or very few will ever reach. And they never want to admit that they're wrong. And many times in our society, we are very prideful. Especially we as humans, but that's basically all that things that can be prideful. Animals, I guess animals can be prideful. Anyway, that's another rabbit trail. Like I said, I like rabbit trails a lot. That's why my dad goes on a lot when he preaches. Anyway, so pride. We also see in a couple verses, the Lord hates pride. Now we see over in Proverbs, I like Proverbs a lot, if you can't tell. That's why I'm having my Sunday school class read through the book of Proverbs, because I like Proverbs, and they're either going to like it or hate me. Either way, you know, whatever. So, you know, hey. Anyway, I like Proverbs, so, you know, I hope you like Proverbs too. Lots of wisdom in the book, and like I was telling Krista the other day, we were talking about foolishness and stuff, and she was joking with me, you know, and she was calling me a fool. I'm like, well, at least I'm old enough to realize I am a fool. You're reading Proverbs because you're not old enough to realize you are a fool yet. That's why you're reading Proverbs. So, you know, that's just a little bit of, you know, 2 cents for her. So, you know, you're welcome, Krista. Yeah. Hey, I just got to throw it out there for you, you know. Hey, just think. When you get up here to preach, oh, wait, no, never mind, you won't. So, too bad. Oh, man. Well, maybe if you go to one of those Pentecostal churches, then you might be able to. But I won't be there, so tough luck. Anyway, so now back to Proverbs chapter 6. Like I said, like those rabbit trails a lot. Proverbs chapter 6, verse number 16 through 19, and that reads: These six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. A heart that despises wicked imaginations, feet that are swift in running to mischief, and a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren. Now you notice, I believe the Bible is inspired, and I hope you do too. If you notice in verse number 17, a proud look is number one, and I believe there's a reason for that. It's not just a list of, hey, these all things are equal. I believe that pride is one of, if not the leading causes to why each and every one of us sin. I can think of even through this past week, you know, I looked at something that I shouldn't have. Maybe I thought too much of myself. It all runs down to pride. Yeah, I looked at something I shouldn't have. I thought, oh yes, I can handle it. I can look at this stuff and it won't affect me. It won't affect my marriage, it won't, future, later, it won't affect what influence I have on the Sunday school class that I teach. It won't affect anything. It won't affect tomorrow. What I do today is not going to affect me. And that's pride. That's thinking, oh yeah, I can deal with it. I'm good enough. I can deal with whatever I want to do. I can deal with it. It's not going to affect anybody else. I'm my own little bubble. I'm not going to affect anybody. And as my preacher, my pastor used to say, you're not an island unto yourself. You have an area that you influence. Like, you know, I influence right now. Obviously, I'm influencing you. You know, I have a high influence on Mercy, obviously, and on our siblings. You know, I'm over there all the time. You know, I have an influence on Glory, on Libby, on Karis. And the things that I say, the things that I do, how I react when, you know, I pick on Glory and, you know, the way she reacts to me and the way I react back makes a big influence on her and her life. You know, whether I flare up and I get all mad or whether I just, you know, brush it off like it's no big deal. It makes an impact. And that all goes back to pride. We also see that pride destroys us. Like I said, I like Proverbs. We're gonna stay in Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18. I'm gonna turn over there for you. So verse number 18, and it says, "Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall." We also see over in Proverbs chapter 29. Sorry, I'm flipping really fast. I have all these written down, and I am turning, so I'll give you a little bit more time. Sorry, I'm just, you know, I like the book of Proverbs. And anyway, so Proverbs chapter 29, verse 23, and it says, "A man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold a man in." But honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. Yeah, I can't read. Anyway. So you see, anything connected, when we're prideful, obviously it destroys us. It doesn't affect us like we often think. And pride is not just something that affects, you know, the young. It affects the young, the old, the ancient, you know, the feeble. Whatever. If you're a human, it affects you. Now, we also see in verse 14, we see, you know, we go back to our text verse over in Proverbs chapter 30, verse number 14. Give you a moment to turn there. I have a marker in there, so, you know, I cheated, so ha. Anyway, so Proverbs 30, verse 14 says, "There's a generation whose teeth are as swords and their jaw teeth as knives to devour the poor from the earth and the needy from among men." Now I see there's a generation that is cruel and hurtful. Now you can see in that verse, obviously, you know, their teeth are as swords. Obviously, they're not defending anything. Their jaw teeth are as knives. There's weapons of destruction. There are weapons of murder, kill, or, you know, you can skin a bear with them, you know, skin a deer. Obviously, there's more purposes. But a sword is for fighting. A sword is for destruction. A knife, you usually skin someone. You usually don't skin an animal with a sword. I guess you could, but anyway. So you see, This verse also, verse number 14, also has the idea of pride with it. It tells of a generation that this generation destroys others with their mouth. And, you know, you can go to the book of James and read all about, especially James chapter 3, all about the tongue and all its influences on us and how we can't tame it. And, you know, this points back. And I think basically all three of these verses has the idea of respect and pride, which go hand in hand. You can't take one without the other. Because if you think too prideful, about yourself, you're not gonna respect anybody else. You don't care about yourself. You know, if I'm prideful, I don't care. You know, what I did to Gloria, I can, you know, slap her upside the head. Who cares? As long as I'm feeling good, it doesn't matter how anybody else is feeling. And this has the same idea. It doesn't matter what they, to a proud person, to a person of this generation, it doesn't matter what they say. They don't think before they say, which I often have that problem. But even in the idea of like gossip, you're going, and it's like, oh yeah, did you hear about this? It's like, hey, you ever thought about, you know, shutting your trap? And, you know, thinking, you know, God gave you 2 ears and 1 mouth, you know. You're supposed to listen twice as much as you talk. But if everybody did that, we'd honestly be a little bit better off. Anyway, that's just another 2 cents for you, you know. So, so we've seen a generation that lacks respect, a generation that is self-righteous, a generation that is prideful, and a generation that is cruel and hurtful. And I just challenge you with these thoughts of not being prideful, not being too arrogant. There's many things around the church that, you know, you can get involved in, whether it's the bus ministry or, you know, whether it's being an usher. You know, there's many things, and you know, we sit in our seat and you think, oh no, I don't want to serve. Somebody else can do that. But you know. Just think of service as you serve and you give somebody else an opportunity to enjoy the service. Like, you know, Brother Jeff back there, he does the sound system all the time, and so nobody else has to worry about the sound system because he's got that covered. Nobody else has to worry about that. And just think of the blessing that is to each and every one of you. You never have to worry about that, or at least as far as I've been here. I don't know, you know, maybe you swap it out every year. I don't know, but anyway, you know. Yeah, okay, Mr. John. Anyway, so I just challenge you with that, and I just hope and pray that this generation that it's talking about is not your generation and it's not mine. So you close in prayer with me, and we'll be dismissed.